it works for me.
It's a very pretty song, and like you said, it works even outside of the context of the film. It's not going to win.
Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus first joined forces in 2018 and released an EP as Boy Genius. And their musical chemistry was obvious. They just clicked as musicians. In 2023, when they put out their full-length album, The Record, the musical chemistry was still obvious, but it was clear that the bond had grown from great bandmates to best friends. And that friendship isn't just fun. It's a key to the band's success. Here's Julian.
I like acknowledging that it isn't stagnant or disposable or frivolous. Like, the time that we make for each other is essential to, like, surviving.
Coming up, Boy Genius discussed The Record and how much deep friendship matters. Here's Lucy.
A lack of connection is a disprivilege, you know? Like, it should be a stalwart of everyone's life to have friendships like ours. Like, everyone should have their own Boy Genius.
Now that the album's been out for a while and the band members are back with their own separate projects, we're looking back on that Boy Genius interview today. I'm Raina Duris. This is an Encore World Cafe. That session is coming up. First, though, two metal objects that you probably have in your house right now. In a minute, you will hear music from Spoon. But before that, a song from Kathleen Edwards. This one is called The Cheapest Key.
Yeah, right. Oh.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Two of the three members of Boy Genius have new music on the way. Lucy Dacus releases her new album, Forever is a Feeling, on March 28th. And Julian Baker will release a collaboration with Torres in April. Today, we're revisiting our 2023 session with Boy Genius, recorded not long after they released their debut full-length album. Enjoy. Think about your best friends for a minute. Why do you love them? You probably love them for the people that they are, because they make you laugh or they make you feel loved. But you also probably love them because they make you feel like the best version of yourself. That's what close friendship can do. And that's what Lucy Dacus, Julian Baker, and Phoebe Bridgers have. They first teamed up as the trio Boy Genius and recorded their critically adored EP back in 2018. Since then, they've each seen their solo careers take off and gained legions of fans who love their personal, vulnerable songwriting. Earlier this year, they reunited as Boy Genius and released their debut full-length album together called The Record, which recently garnered them 7 Grammy nominations, including Album and Record of the Year. In this interview, recorded back in April, they joined me to talk about that album and about how they bring out the best in each other as songwriters and also just as people. My conversation with Julian, Lucy, and Phoebe in just a minute. First, from The Record, this is Boy Genius, $20.
It's a bad idea, and I'm all about it. You may run for a chance, and then I finally had it. When you wake up, I'll be gone again. Motorcycle in the front. It's an all-night drive from your house to Reno to the T-Bird graveyard where we play with fire. In another life we were arsonists. How long's the Chevy been on cinder blocks?
From the new Boy Genius album, The Record, that was $20. So I am here right now with Boy Genius, Lucy Dacus, Phoebe Bridgers, and Julian Baker. And I want everyone who's listening to know whose voice is whose. Could you each say your full name? Maybe Julian, we can start with you.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Julian Baker.
I'm Lucy Dacus.
I'm Phoebe Lucille Bridgers.
It's
your
weird
full name.
You didn't take the opportunity. What is your middle name, Lucy?
Just guess. It's the most boring middle name you
can
have.
Is it like Anne?
You're so close. Mm. Thematically.
Thematically close?
Like
Lou.
You think Lou?
That'd be so
Lucy
funny.
Lou
That'd be so funny, right?
It's Elizabeth. Those are such old ladies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rose, Elizabeth, and Lucille.
Yeah.
Damn, are we ancient? As Wait, I didn't curse.
This is like a whole other band that you guys could form with just those aliases.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love this. Discovery.
Well, geriatric genius.
To all of you, welcome back. You've all been on individually. You were also on the show as Boy Genius, I think back in 2018. So it's great to have you back here. Phoebe, you've talked about how, in a way, you started writing for the new Boy Genius album way back in 2020. You had the song, Emily, I'm Sorry, which appears on the record, which is the name of the new album. You sent it to Lucy and Julian. Why did you feel like Emily, I'm Sorry needed to be a Boy Genius song and not a solo track for you?
Are you Canadian?
I am.
That rules.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't
already jumped out.
I haven't heard a Canadian person say that song title yet, so it's a treat.
Oh, right. Because I always forget, Emily, I'm Sorry. Is that what it's...
We should do it, sing it.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Emily, I'm sorry.
Hey, you guys, say sorry for me so I can hear you actually say it.
Sorry.
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 Sorry. Yeah,
I
agree.
But I... that song is like... Actually, each of my contributions to this album just feel like I want Julian and Lucy to listen to me about a situation in my life, like you'd be sharing with your friends. Or it's like my solo music kind of feels like self-processing, and that song in particular feels like something I'm like, tell me I'm a good person about this situation, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Lucy, what was your reaction when Phoebe sent Emily, I'm Sorry?
I was like, you're a good person, Phoebe.
Yeah, no, it really was like that.
We were very excited for Phoebe to say, let's be a band again. These two say that they always thought that was going to happen. I wasn't sure. I was really? Like, that was just a flash in the pan, like a nice thing that happened in my life. But yeah, I mean, also Phoebe's demo was awesome. Like, the demo is something worth listening to. It's so,
so
annoying.
High. And then Julian put a bunch of bleeps and bloops on it. And yeah, I just felt like we really did just start making it.
Because I was like, thank God. Because I was also just stuck at my house, like really longing to create music and being in a weird anticipatory pre-album cycle. And I was like, please let me have an avenue to just make sounds that are fun because you sent me a song that I fell in love with immediately. And like had something to engage with in it.
Well, let's listen to a bit of it and then we'll come back and talk some more. This is Emily, I'm Sorry from Boy Genius on World Cafe.
Headed straight for the concrete in a nightmare, screaming when I'm wide awake, spiraling, and you don't want to talk.
Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus of Boy Genius are here with me today on World Cafe. That was a bit of Emily, I'm Sorry from their new album, The Record. I'm Raina Duris. That song has a lot of hyper-specific lyrics. I mean, the name Emily, Montreal. But even without proper names, details like that are a common thread through a lot of Boy Genius songs and a lot of your all of your solo work. Even though you have these very personal references, listeners are obviously able to identify with your music. They find themselves in these songs. How much do you think about, if you think about it at all, how much do you think about balancing the intimate and the universal when you're writing?
A lot of the time, the intimate is universal. Like, you'd think it would be alienating to talk about your life, but then a lot of people show up and say, like, actually, that really specific thing happened to me, too. I think, like, doing both, having a balance of both is, like, a nice mixture.
Can you remember a time that somebody did that and you were like, how is that even possible?
Yeah, I mean, I have a song called VBS that I know, like, a lot of people go to Vacation Bible School, but it's been way more people than I thought who understand the, like, oh, the last day, everybody lifts their hands and cries together. Like, things that I definitely thought were just, like, hallmarks of my childhood are, like, mm-hmm. nationally understood things, and I didn't know that.
In the evening, everybody went to worship and meet. Hands above our heads, reaching for God. Back in the cabin, snorting up nutmeg in your bunk bed, we were waiting for revelation of your own.
You guys have all been friends for a long time. I mean, the Boy Genius EP came out in 2018, and since 2018, I don't know about you, it feels like whole lifetimes have happened since then, probably each of you personally and then in the world at large. And then you come back to work on this album together. Was there something new that you learned about each other while making this record that maybe you didn't know before?
Less something specific new and more just like the breadth of types of guys that we all can be. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like learning about someone or learning something new about a person isn't always like a unilateral movement, I guess. It's like you trying to negotiate where you're meeting. That elasticity has been a practice for me that I think you guys model really well. Like letting yourself be in whatever like transition you're going through.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
In a season.
I think what's cool is like the kernel of truth from day one of knowing each other has just been expanding.
Mm-hmm.
There has never been like a violent change in my perception of either of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ever. Yeah. Like it's just like the comfortability from the first day, but more so over time.
Yeah.
I really like that. Like it's just been growing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Lucy, Phoebe, and Julian of Boy Genius today on World Cafe. When it comes to songwriting, is there something that being part of a band lets you do, like creating under the name Boy Genius, that maybe you can't do or don't feel as comfortable doing when you're writing by yourself?
I feel that's especially tangible to me with this project and like especially in the recording process and in what I brought, like in what I started bringing to this project, which is something that you were getting at a few minutes ago, like things that just excite me in a really pure way. I feel like less expected to adhere to like a persona or like a stylized first name, last name type of artist. Like I feel like I could do things like take sonic risks that make me excited about music and make me and challenge me as a songwriter in this band because it's a like, it's going to be perceived as whatever y'all make it with me.
Totally.
You know, I don't have to carry it and be responsible for it alone. I can trust it's going to be good.
Phoebe, Lucy, is there anything that you are able to do in Boy Genius that you don't feel like you can do? Not that you can't do it, but that you can do in Boy Genius that just maybe works better.
I think I write funnier things because I'll have an idea and say it. And I would usually be like, nah. But then if I say it out loud and they're like, no, that's awesome, then I'm like, well, I guess I'm stuck with this bit.
Yeah.
I literally, you know, wrote, well, me and my dog on the EP in 2018 felt like just different from all the other solo music I was writing, and I didn't know what Boy Genius was yet, but I was like, I think this song should be sung in three-part harmony the entire time. So then literally on this album, when I started revisiting that same theme and thinking about like throwing back to that song, I was like, oh, it's just, this is something I would never do on my solo stuff. Like, that song belongs to Boy Genius, and it felt really fun to make a sequel, which is the last song in the album.
I want to come back to that in a little bit, but I want to play another song in a minute. We're going to hear Not Strong Enough. And I'm curious how you might describe each other as song editors. I know you get asked about how you would describe each other as songwriters a lot, but, you know, if one of you brings in a song, you're stuck on a line, how would each of you approach that, and how would you try to help? Like, Lucy, if one of them brought a song to you and they were like, I can't get this to work, how do you look at it?
I love doing stuff like that. We were actually just doing that. I like to just, like, hone in on the idea and then put it into words, like, six times. Like, just find different words to reiterate it, and then kind of like the eye doctor, where it's like, this one or this one? Like, oh, this is closer. And it's like, okay, well, this one or this one? And just kind of, like, go down the path until you're hitting something that feels it's on the money.
Options. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Phoebe, what would you do?
Well, I edit myself a lot with time, and I think that I'd do the same for y'all, where I just, like, will take a walk and make a very, very small change. Yeah, I think I can go out on a limb and say I'm the most meticulous of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, Julian is the most focused on it. Task. I'm the quickest to give up at a task, but then with space, the most insistent on my vision.
That is true. You know? But that's my, like, Achilles, because me being like, I'm gonna wake up at 6 a.m. and go on a run about this song is, like, not helping.
No, I
like,
do that.
That's how, like, I spiral out and get convoluted, and then that's when I run up against a wall and need to be like, can one of y'all say something immediate and not contrived, because I've been folding this lyric in on itself for 2 hours and I don't know.
But yeah, Strong Enough is a really good example of like a way that we were all communicating and editing each other.
Yeah.
Like, Julian and I kind of saw the whole thing first, and then Lucy came in and just, like, swept the floor with that last section. It just felt like one big brain kind of writing this one, which is sick.
Let's hear it. Not Strong Enough, Boy Genius on World Cafe.
Black hole opened in the kitchen. Every clock's a different time. It would only take the energy to fix it. The way I am, not strong.
Boy Genius, Not Strong Enough. That's from their debut full-length album, The Record. The Record came out in March of 2023, and before they put it out, they all went to therapy together. We'll talk about it when my conversation with Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus continues in a moment here on World Cafe. Welcome back to an encore World Cafe. My name is Raina Duris. My guest is Boy Genius, the trio of Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus. They released their debut full-length album together in March 2023. It is called The Record. You all went to therapy together earlier this year before the album came out. Being in a band can do wild things to a friendship. What made you decide to go to therapy together as a preventative step?
I think like a lot of our creative ideas, it started as a joke. I think I was like, we ought to do thruples therapy. Like, and then I think Phoebe was like, yeah, let's actually do that. And we love our therapist. Shout out. It's mostly being patted on the back too.
You said something.
Like, it doesn't feel dysfunctional at all. It's just like someone being like, you did an incredible job learning how to communicate with each other.
Well, but also like you said something last week where it's like, because you choose, it's the opposite of what you were just saying. You're choosing so actively to do it that it's like, this is the space to, without pretense, give your sincere feelings. And it's like, they're mostly positive, but like you're saying, like if we, it's the other space that's not to a journalist where we
yes.
sincerely discuss how we feel towards each other, that's like really necessary, whether it's negative and difficult or positive and validating.
Yes.
It's like you still have to put in the work to do that, and having a space where you're, the time is devoted explicitly to that purpose of communicating about this very topic is nice because it makes me you feel less like the onus of bringing it up to mm-hmm. put to like,
especially because we're so busy. It's like,
yeah.
Being in the car on the way to a radio show, being like, I'm thinking about my dead dad or
yeah.
whatever. Like, it's nice to have a time that is for that.
Yeah, where you're not like, because I think we're all also really respectful of each other's, like, preservation.
Yeah, exactly.
Solitude and, exactly. like, energy and, like, what you can give. So it's like, yeah, we all sign up for that.
Oh, I mean, a lot of this album does concern friendship, and you can feel the love between the three of you. I can tell right now, obviously, and any interview that you read with you guys, it talks about that. In 2023, especially after COVID, we have the internet, we're all atomized, we're all alienated, we're all sort of, there's this isolation that's still carrying on. Is there something radical about focusing on friendship and closeness?
Totally. I like that being like a radical act. I think there's a lot to be said there, you know, just like connection in general being something that is advantageous for a lot of structures. And like, yeah, it seems like a saccharine thing or like a non-serious thing to a lot of people, I think. There's this writer, Ross Gay, who writes about joy and delight a lot. And puts it into like a radical context and how it's like not a luxury and it's not frivolous. A lack of connection is a disprivilege, you know, mm-hmm. like it should be a stalwart of everyone's life to have friendships like ours. Like everyone should have their own Boy Genius. I want that for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also really mourned not going to college because of community and shared experience. Like having a passion for something and getting to meet other people with that same passion, especially because it's such a, like, you know, obviously, like, straight male dominated space. Music, at least in LA, like, when I was growing up, it was like my choice was to have friends who were a lot older than me. Always, and pretty much always male, and like, yeah, it feels like I got to go do my master's in, like, this band, which is sick.
And there's also, like, with you saying that too, it's like, I like acknowledging that it isn't saccharine or disposable or frivolous, like, the time that we make for each other is essential to, like, surviving what you said, like, the macro world. That's been really helpful for me. Yeah, just thinking about, like, starting with y'all.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Secretary, sweet and gorgeous, you're just a gorgeous thing. Paint and powder, powder and paint, a little lipstick, it isn't necessary, sweet and gorgeous, you're like a breath of spring. When I got one glance at you, strolling down the avenue, there was nothing else to do but just go crazy. There's no flower sweeter than you. Red, red roses are only secondary, sweet and gorgeous. You're just a gorgeous thing.
KSDP 830 AM, Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM, King Cove.
We were, Lucy and I were in a altered state in my bed
And Lucy was like, I actually have something to show you. And then just opened her mouth and sang me this song. And I do you have the thing where when you remember that, you feel your heart, like, get bigger?
I mean, that's really cute. Also, Phoebe's just, like, petting my face and tears are falling out of her eyes, but she's smiling. That's the visual.
So that was my reaction.
So let's contrast that with Julian's. What was your reaction, Julian?
I was like, too sentimental. I don't like it. That's okay.
No, she didn't say that.
I did not say that.
Yeah. Actually, Julian ran away.
I did run away. Yeah.
You ran away?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't think that I was, like, prepared to engage with that level of sincerity. It also is really, like, that song, it's so sad because it's, like, it's about being known, but then also having somebody to, like, look for you when you're lost to yourself. Mm-hmm. And that was particularly, like, I feel like I was, it was a painful time for me, like, in my personal life. And I think I felt overwhelmed by being perceived in such a way.
Or seen as lost.
Yeah, really, dude. Yeah. I was like, I am not, because I'm so fiercely protective of y'all. And, like, also was delusional about my ability to, like, insulate you guys from me feeling bad in a very, like, dad that will not admit that they're lost in the car way.
Yes.
Like, very totally. Tom Baker. Sorry, Dad. yeah.
Yes.
But, yeah. So it was just, like, very overwhelming to engage with, and I think I needed to, like, sit with it.
Yeah. Well, here it is. This is Boy Genius, We're in Love, on World Cafe.
Some October in the future, I'll run out of trash TV and I'll be feeling lonely. So I'll walk to karaoke, sing the song you wrote about me. Never once check in the words. I hope that no one sings along. I hope that I'm not a regular. Damn, that makes me sad. It doesn't have to be like that. If you rewrite your life, may I still play a part?
You're listening to World Cafe. That was Boy Genius, We're in Love, bit of the song off their latest album, The Record. My guests today are Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus of Boy Genius. I want to close out our interview with the last song on the album, Letters to an Old Poet. And the title at least seems to be a reference to Rainier Maria Rilke's book, Letters to a Young Poet. Is that, am I right?
Yeah, I actually hadn't read it until after I wrote the song. And then I read it, and it is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of very good advice in Letters to a Young Poet for someone who might want to be a writer or a creative person. For instance, that, you know, creativity resides within you, not outside. You can mine your feelings and the richness of your memories and the details of your day-to-day life. And to me, I mean, judging by the songwriting of all three of you and all of you together, it seems like you've taken that advice to heart. And I'm wondering, if you were writing your own letter to a young poet, what would you want to tell them? What would your piece of wisdom be?
You have to love it alone. You cannot love it through other people's eyes. You can imagine them and it's useful, but you can't be waiting on any glory. And it will be a source of joy forever if you can love it alone.
Yeah.
Julian?
I'm just going to say, steal mine from Mary Oliver, the pay attention, be amazed, tell about it.
Yes, totally.
Like, just the endeavor isn't for you to have something new to say. The endeavor isn't for you to establish that you are the most clever. It's like you're communing with your world in a poetic way, mm-hmm. and trying to, like, better understand your feelings about it so that you can, like, live in an aware way You're not trying to like be the smartest boy. That, I mean, which I feel like I'm constantly trying to be the smartest boy.
Totally.
In my songs and writing.
And Phoebe?
Mine's just tell the truth. It's all you have, you know? Even if it's fiction, like, to portray a greater truth, it's still the truth, you know?
Yes.
That is all you have.
Why did you guys choose to end the album with Letter to an Old Poet?
Lucy, I was toggling between We're in Love and this one to end it, and it's, you are so right, there's no other way.
Yeah.
We're in Love as the last song makes so much less sense. I think I just liked the idea of We're in Love as the last song because it's about us. So we're ending on a note, walking together. We're still doing that on this song, even though thematically it's not about us. It is us.
This is Boy Genius with Letter to an Old Poet on World Cafe.
I said I think that you're special. You told me once that I'm selfish. And I kissed you hard in the dark, in the closet. You said my music is mellow, and maybe I'm just exhausted. You think you're a good person because you won't punch me in the stomach. And
Boy Genius, Letter to an Old Poet, that is from their new album, The Record. Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus of Boy Genius have been my guests today. Thank you so much for joining me. It's so great having you here.
Thanks for having us.
Bless you. Thank you so much.
I'm Rena Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Thank you.
Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard an encore of our 2023 session with Boy Genius. Wanted to revisit that as a couple of the members of Boy Genius gear up to release new projects outside of the band coming out this spring. You will hear a solo track from each of the boys next, starting with this new one from Lucy Dacus, Ankles.
What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? And I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do, if it's the thought.
Ancient fates, playing with your scissors again.
Three members of Boy Genius. You heard Julian Baker with Faith Healer. Before that, Phoebe Bridgers, Motion Sickness. And before that, new one from Lucy Dacus called Ankles. That wraps up this hour of World Cafe. I want to say thank you to our affiliates across the country, including KJAC, the Colorado Sound. We can't do this show without you guys. We produce the show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, dedicated to improving the learning experience for America's students by sharing what works in pre-K through 12 education at edutopia.org. And by AEG Presents, with Sturgill Simpson presenting the Who is Johnny Blue Skies 2025 tour. Tickets and more information at sturgillsimpson.com.